Expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is a Problem Corner. I am your host, David Prus. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And what I have is I have three segments and three people I'm calling to discuss things with. And the first segment here is a very special one. It's with, don't know if I want to call him past attorney general, our last attorney general, our next governor, Treg Taylor. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, David. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
No.
Times for Alaska.
Yeah, you know, we got some big wins here from the Trump administration on Alaska.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely delivering on his promises that he made in unleashing Alaska's extraordinary resource potential, that first day executive order he released, and it was great working with him while I was the attorney general to get these things done, and then to listen to that press conference yesterday where four of those items are squared away. It's pretty rewarding. Hard work of the Department of Law and everybody else on this, and Governor Dunleavy. But man, it's a good time to be an Alaskan.
You know, with the four things that he did, if this shows you how big Alaska is, you know, the four things were the King Cove land transfer, the Vietnam vets promises to them, land transfer, Anwer and Ambler Road.
Right. Yeah, all things that should have happened decades ago, but have been interfered with by the executive, chief executive in most cases, and then sometimes bureaucrats. But these are several of those are codified in law that they should have occurred, you know, like I said, decades ago. And so it's been a long time coming, but we've got them squared away now, and it's up to the state to move those projects move forward up to private sector as well.
Before you were attorney general, what were you in the Dunleavy administration?
So I was the deputy that ran the civil division. So
okay.
The civil litigation.
Okay.
So all of these four pieces fell squarely in my lap as the civil division director, and obviously frustrating having to litigate these issues that seem so clear in the law.
I wanted to go back, be like your Dr. Phil, because you had to spend 4 years through the Biden administration.
Yeah, I felt very honored and very humbled to be the attorney general during the Biden administration, because while most people are hitting their heads against the wall, frustrated with what he was doing to Alaska, I was able to fight back and file lawsuits, you know, and everybody's familiar with the Senator Sullivan's list of the 70 executive actions that Biden took to penalize Alaska. You know, he liked to say that we had more sanctions than Iran and North Korea put together. And it's true. He was shutting the state down. And so being able to file lawsuits and get our day in court, and then now to have this come to fruition with the Trump administration is extremely rewarding. And like I said, just a great day to be Alaska.
It is. And, you know, I look at the Anwer one right now and the Ambler Road. And that's the resources to help Alaska's revenue stream into the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Not only but just Alaska, but on a national perspective. I mean, we're talking, you know, of the copper, gallium, germanium, and cobalt on the Ambler Road mining district. Several of those we don't have a current domestic supply of. We have no current cobalt mines in the United States. We have no current supply of gallium. We currently import most of that from China, some from Canada and Germany, and then most of our germanium comes straight from China. So this is a huge win for the United States and a huge win for Alaska and being able to develop. I think they project about over $1 billion, $1.1 billion is the figure I heard of revenues for the state, not you know, that doesn't count for all the jobs and the creation and the families that are going to be blessed by these projects, but also the state being able to bring in money to run state government.
You know, I look back and I say to myself, if you look at Democratic administrations versus Republican administrations and what has occurred during each administration, you know, during Eisenhower, we became a state. You know, under Nixon, we got Prudhoe Bay open. Under Carter, the land removal of federal property started, the breaking of our compact, of our statehood. Then under Reagan and Bush, opens back up.
Right.
Then under Clinton, my God, the real pain and suffering starts. Then yeah. Obama. You know, and then what Biden did was just off the charts. My God.
Yeah. No, climate change and using that as a weapon against Alaska was a real thing. You know, Biden had that goal of 30 by 30, and that was 30% of land, 30% of waters protected by 2030. And he wasn't going to get that out of New Jersey or New Hampshire or any of those states. He was going to get that out of our backside in Alaska, and showed, you know, just trying to shut the state down. We're just trying to create economic opportunity for Alaskans, and you know, the absurdity of it all. Like, we're talking about that King Cove Road, right?
Yeah,
it was a
yeah, the King Cove Road.
It's 11-mile gravel road through a 310,000-acre Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge, and the footprint of the road is 32 acres. That's 0.01%. That, you know, and this is about saving lives. This isn't about sightseeing or anything else.
Yeah.
The people that lost their lives because that road wasn't in place to get to the all-weather airport in Cold Bay. I mean, it's tragedy that it took so long for this to happen, but applaud this administration for getting it done finally, and we can get that road built and save lives.
So basically, you know, under the Biden administration, twice a month just about, or 1.75 times a month, you had to deal with another executive order shutting down a resource in Alaska.
Right. Yep.
Did you have your own division, the Biden division?
No, but we did. We formed that statehood defense.
Yeah.
And that was key because...
With the Western governors, too.
Yeah. Well, yes. Obviously, with the Republican Attorney General's Association, we had key allies there. The Western like-minded governors like Utah with a lot of public lands, federal public lands.
Yeah, Oregon and Washington were not included.
Yeah. And it was... I mean, this is all about letting Alaska have the right to self-determination for how we're going to move forward. And you know, I keep pointing out to everybody I can talk to, we care about our environment more than a bureaucrat in D.C. because we hunt, we fish, we subsist in these areas, and we live here. And so that's top of mind, and we're not going to do anything to jeopardize those things. But we also need to create an economy where our children can return to Alaska, have good-paying jobs, be able to raise their families. We can't just be a national park like Biden wanted us to be.
Yeah, supply good jobs so people start moving back to the state so we can afford our housing, afford our utilities, afford our health care.
Between the Alaska Gas Line, Pica, and Willow, there's about almost 10,000 construction jobs and about 1,800 full-time jobs out of that. And that's going to be a huge economic boon for Alaska. Obviously, we got a couple years before that fruition. But on the Alaska Gas Line, we just got good news today. Glenfarne released a press release that they got another billion tons letter of intent from a company out of Japan. That puts the total at 11 billion tons. And they need 16. That's their sweet spot. So if they get to 16, they're obviously shooting for 20 billion tons a year, but 16 is the sweet spot. So it seems when that project absolutely takes off and is absolutely profitable. And so they've got 11 accounted for, and they're working hard to get the remaining five. But, you know, that's going to be a huge project for Alaska as well.
Well, candidate Taylor, we got about a minute left. How do you want to end it, sir?
Well, just, you know, I am bullish on Alaska right now with the things that are falling into place, the work that's been done by the Trump administration, the Dunleavy administration, and the work that's been done by the private sector. I think we're headed to our fourth Alaska Renaissance. I really do. You know, the first being the gold rush, second being World War II when we built all the infrastructure in the state. Most of the current infrastructure was built then. And then the oil rush, and now we're going to be entering that fourth Alaska Renaissance, and I'm really, really proud of the part that the Department of Law played in that and the Attorney General's office, and really looking forward to being a part of that story going forward.
Okay, sir, you have a great day. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, David. Really appreciate the time.
Yep, Fairbanks, we're going to have a quick commercial break here, and we'll be back with Angela Foster from the Big Eye when we get back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
As the snow creeps down the mountains and crunches under your boots, Alaska Gear Company only has one question. Are you ready? Introducing the Bunny Boot VBX Lite for those who move fast and travel light. And the Bunny Boot VBX Max, built for the extreme. Gear up right, gear up local. Stop on by Alaska Gear Company, and we'll get you ready for anywhere in any weather.
730 Old Steese Highway in Fairbanks.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereaton, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Price RV. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Chance of scattered snow showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs around 31. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Snow showers likely at times. Lows dip down to about 24. 31 tomorrow. Slight chance for snow showers. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prison Studio with us had Governor candidate Treg Taylor on. And now it's a Friday. So what are we doing in Fairbanks? What is available for us? And I have a great person that's next up, Angela Foster, manager of the Big Eye. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. You know, I walked in there on Tuesday. I hadn't been in there for a while. And I was impressed. I mean, I was just impressed. How long have you been the manager there now?
Just about a month and a half.
You've done a lot in a month and a half, and this talking to you, it sounds like you're going to be doing a lot more. So
we are.
What are your hours?
We are open Sunday from noon to midnight.
Ooh, football time.
Mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 3 to midnight, and then Thursday from 3 to 2 a.m., Friday from 3 to 3:30, and Saturday from noon to 3:30.
You have some good hours there.
Yeah.
You've already done some remodeling. Could you bring us through that?
Oh, the new owners have been amazing. They've totally taken out the stage that was there for years and years and years. And we now have 6 steel-tipped dartboards in there. We have 2 going up, 2 more going up this next week. We have 2 pool tables. We're just switching them over this next week to drop pocket pool tables instead of the coin operated ones.
Wow. That's a nice investment.
Yeah.
Hmm. And food?
We we're fixing to get another vending machine, but we had a vending machine. Other than that, we have Taco Tuesdays on Tuesday from 5 to 7. You can come in and get free tacos.
I had those. Those are good. Did you make those up yourself?
Me or one of the employees, yeah.
So, okay. And you have some events planned for this summer already.
We do. We just confirmed some tribute bands, June 5th and 6th. You're the first to know the dates. Creed and Godsmack will be here. They're tribute bands. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the following week, it's going to be Nirvana and Linkin Park.
So they're going to be here right during the wonderful time of June.
Yep.
On the river.
Yes.
At the outdoors there on the stage.
Yes.
Oh, man. So basically where I live, I get to hear free music.
You do, but you could always come watch.
You know, it's interesting. How did they go about recruiting you, or did you recruit them?
I've known the owners for a very long time, and we owned a bar, 13 years ago, for about 20 years. So, and then I've bartended for 30-something years, and so I've been in the industry for a long time, and I've known them a long time. And so they just asked if I was interested, and here I am.
How many people how many people are on your payroll there at the Big Eye? Just curious.
About 12, between the bartenders and security.
Okay. And you have securities probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights?
Friday and Saturday when we have events. Like this weekend we have Mark Brown tonight.
Oh, okay.
So we will have two security there.
And is there a cover charge?
For Mark Brown, $5.
What time does that start at?
10 o'clock.
Ah. So someone like myself can go there at 5:30 after work, enjoy myself till 7:30, and not worry about a cover charge.
Until about 9 o'clock, yes.
How many different types of local bands are you bringing in besides Mark Brown?
We have the Benefield Blues Band scheduled once a month. They're great. We have Jose Martinez, which is DJ ATM. Salsa and Bachata. He will be there tomorrow, actually. He's there once a month. And then we're working with Naked Production, and they're going to do different shows and stuff there.
So you're really using the facility for events now that should be happening.
Yes. Trying to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, there's something for everyone in Fairbanks, and it sounds like you're trying to provide that also.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Looking at this, you know, steel tip darts. Six,
big in Fairbanks.
Yeah, big. Six different boards. Any leagues in your operation there?
We have three dart teams playing out of our bar this winter. Actually, five. We have playing out, and then we have they're having tournaments at our facility on Fridays. Not tonight, but on Fridays they're having tournaments there. It's a new little dart association.
You know, Angela, you're just given a blueprint of success for success on how to take a business and reboot it, rebrand it. You really are.
I've had great support from the staff and from the owner, the new owners that are wanting things happening in Fairbanks.
Yes, they are. okay, and you're still going to have your Irish Day.
Of course.
And when is that this year? God almighty. I'm quarter Irish and I don't even remember.
St. Patty's Day. I'm not looking it up yet.
Yeah.
We're going to have corned beef and cabbage.
Of course, I don't even know when we turn back the clocks either, so what the heck.
Yeah. We're doing a Thanksgiving feast, so if you're bored at home and want to come by, we're going to do that. We're going to have turkey and a bunch of sides, and I'm wanting to put a Christmas tree outside the front, a giving tree for the homeless and stuff like that, so we can put scarves and gloves and things on the tree for people to want to come by and need it.
Oh, good. Now, on Thanksgiving, you know, the reason why it's Thanksgiving is because my Dallas Cowboys play the fourth Thursday of every month in November. So,
We got TV. Come on down.
I'm glad you recognize that day as a special day and that you're doing special food on that day. Who's cooking the turkey?
I am.
Oh, really? How do you cook the turkey?
I'm not very good at cooking, so I guess we're going to see. We're going to put it in a roasting oven.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Any turkey on that day is a good turkey, and it's even better when it's a free turkey.
Yes.
So, my goodness. Okay. Anything else you want to say before we close up here?
Not much. Just come down, check out all the new changes, and check out the bartenders. And
what sort of beers you got on tap?
Oh, we have Midnight Sun, we have Hoodoo, we have Bud Light, we have Coors Light. I think some local breweries.
Any Pilsners? I'm a Pilsner fan.
No.
Oh, darn. It's not going to stop me from coming down there.
No, I appreciate that you came in this week and checked us out.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, and you just got your liquor license ownership renewal done and everything like that.
Yep, it was transferred over and it was approved last night.
Yeah, man, that's great. Okay. You have a great evening, a great afternoon, and I'll be down there frequently. Okay, Angela, and thank you for being on the show.
No problem. See you later.
Yep. Fairbanks, you know, that's Fairbanks. The Big Eye, it's an institution, and it's gone through different ownerships and management's changes over the last few years. And John Jakovich, the last owner, he bought it from Jack Sexton. You know, Jack owned it for 35 years, if not more. And then John owned it for a decade. And they ran it really well, you know. And John and his wife lived upstairs above the bar. And they invested a lot in that. And it was really good quality control. Then after he sold it, this seemed to fade off a little bit. And wasn't the local hangout for locals that it used to be. You know, they still had events there, things would happen, but just little by little by little, it just seemed that it's deteriorating. And hey, new owners, new manager, Angela, decided to put her on here. I walked in and I was impressed. Simple as that. I was impressed with what they did, how they cleaned it up, what they did. New furniture, a lot of the tables are taken out, two pool tables are in there, and you have a group of people that really like to play pool, and then you have a group of people that really like darts, and, you know, five to six steel-tip dart boards plus two pool tables, they're going to be busy. They're going to be having people know the different teams in there all the time, and so it's just good to see, just good to see. And go in there. I was very impressed with the service that I had from the bartender. And then all of a sudden, Angela's giving me a couple tacos and asking me everything that I wanted on the tacos. And I said, hey, you know, put it all on there. And then me and Emily had two very, very good tacos. And I took, as I was bugging Emily later on that night, I said, hey, I took you out to a gourmet meal. And it was good on Taco Tuesday. What the heck? So anyway, we are looking at coming into a break. Now, I'm going to give you a lot of this bumper music. Talking Heads, Take Me to the River. I approve this bumper music. And hey, you know, if you didn't grow up in the 80s, 70s and 80s listening to the Talking Heads, you didn't grow up in the late 70s to early 80s because they were hot stuff. So here's the Talking Heads. Thank you.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live.
News, I'm John Saucier. The government shutdown has led to shortages of air traffic controllers. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy thanking those controllers who have not let this shutdown distract them.
I do think there's a frustration with our controllers that Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, they're all going to get their paychecks.
The shutdown has gone on for 24 days now. It's the second longest government shutdown ever. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, though, says he's ready to make a deal.
We're prepared to support any bipartisan legislation that comes out of the Senate.
Not going to happen anytime soon, though. The Senate has adjourned Thursday, won't return until Monday afternoon. That means the shutdown will stretch through the weekend. The president says he will not speak to Democratic lawmakers until they vote to reopen the government. But the Democrats want the restoration of health care benefits cut by the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports Alaska Airlines says they're working to restore operations to normal after a significant IT outage led to a complete ground stop across its entire network Thursday. The outage began around 3:30 p.m. following a failure at its primary data center, according to Tim Thompson, spokesperson for Alaska Airlines. The ground stop was lifted around 10:30 p.m. Thursday night, but passengers should check their flight status before heading to the airport. The airline said additional disruptions are likely as it repositions crew and aircraft. Thompson added that the tech issue was not related to cybersecurity and the safety of flights was never compromised. The IT outage has impacted several of our key systems that enable us to run various operations, necessitating the implementation of the ground stop to keep our aircraft in position, Thompson said. In a post on X, the airline said since Thursday afternoon, it has had more than 229 flight cancellations. The outage affected Alaska and Horizon Air flights across the country, but not Hawaiian Airlines flights.
Online at KFAR660.com.
In Alaska, being smart with your money is just part of life. That's why people are heading to Certified Auto Alaska, where you'll find a huge selection of certified dealership-inspected vehicles, all makes and models, all in one place. And every car, truck, and SUV is mechanic-inspected and certified before it goes on the lot. Stop by Certified Auto Alaska, South Cushman and Van Horn Road in Fairbanks. Certified Auto Alaska. Huge selection, tiny little prices.
We've had some big storms lately, lots of wind, and downed trees are everywhere. So be prepared for the winter months ahead with one call to Great Alaska Tree Company. They can take care of any troubled trees before they become trouble. Between heavy winds, spruce beetles, and leaning trees, now's the time to take care of them before they take care of you, your car, or your house. Call Great Alaska Tree Company and get it done now. Licensed, bonded, insured.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Call me for a free estimate for your year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're coming on the air. Hopefully, Natalie's going to... Oh, she didn't answer her phone. Okay. Well, so much for the call to Natalie. That happens, I guess. You know, best laid plans, but... What the heck? Natalie Johnson is the owner of the Big Eye. The Botel. And so what I try to do on Fridays is bring everyone through the events that we have available for us over the weekend. And the Big Eye is a great location to go to this weekend if you want to do a few things. And the Botel is too. You know, it's a locally owned and operated. It's been in operation in that capacity since probably about 1971, I think. So a good 54, 55 years. And Natalie and her sister own it. And local bar, they've really invested in the deck and the outdoor events that they have there. And, you know, ever since the Blue Loon burnt up and burnt down, you just had this hole. And it's great that now you have Angela over at the Big Eye trying to fulfill that issue. And then you have Natalie also trying to do it. So what we'll do is I'll try and get her at the end of the hour here and see if she's available to to say a few words and talk about what she's doing out there. But this weekend, lots of stuff going on. You know, like tonight, you have the Fairbanks Ice Dogs versus the Kenai River Brown Bears. Hey, you know, and tomorrow night too, you know, at the Dipper, puck drops at 7:30 p.m. Dial M for Murder at the Riverfront Theater, the Hap Rider Riverfront Theater. Now, while Bill Sexton, I mean Jack Sexton, he was the owner of the Big Eye. Hap Rider was his manager for the 35 years, and they were a great team. And Hap was just so involved in theater and the production. And they got that building, the old Air Liquide building there on Lower 2nd Avenue. And they named it after him. He was so instrumental with them over the 30 years. And so, anyway, but Natalie, out there at the Botel, just does incredible stuff. But Dial M for Murder is at the 1852 2nd Avenue, the Hap Rider Riverfront Theater. And then tomorrow and Sunday, the Go Winter Expo starts at 10 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. $5 to get in. And it's, Fairbanks Events is putting on Courtney over there. She does a few things. And it is a big event. There's something, if not five things, for everyone there. You want to see one of our local stars? Hey, we have Michael Dukes. He's going to be out there with his stuff. And go say hello to Michael. He's going to be there. He's got a booth or two. And lots of stuff going on there. And then Sunday's football. And, hey, I'm cooking breakfast again down at the Elks if you want to come down. We're going to have our regular breakfast, eggs any way you want it, with either bacon or sausage, potatoes. I do home fries. We have toast. And if you want wonderful pancakes, we have wonderful pancakes, again, with your breakfast meat and eggs. And so anyway, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And also, we have the biscuits and gravy there. So that goes from 9 a.m. to noon. And we do about, anywhere from 25 to 35 breakfasts, so it's nothing too impacted. So if you're an Elks member, or if you want to be an Elks member, come on down to the Elks and have breakfast, or go to the Moose. I'm a member of the Moose too. They have a great breakfast there. But if I'm out going to buy, if I'm not a member of a fraternal organization, my favorite place to go to breakfast is on South Cushman. You have Fenders. And Gabby, she does an incredible breakfast. They have a great breakfast menu. And all the games are there. Every game is there. And everyone has their special place to watch their special team. And Gabby knows it. And I wouldn't say it's a tight-knit group, but it's where everyone knows your team. And you have a great breakfast menu there, too. I mean, it is a great breakfast menu. They have great Bloody Marys. You get a Bloody Mary there, and that's just like your appetizer meal. So that's good. And the American Legion there on South Cushman, they have a good breakfast there, too, I've been told. I'm not a member. But I'm sure that, if you want to look at becoming a member, they'll let you come in and order breakfast and so on to buy a cocktail if you want a morning cocktail. But good places on Sunday. And then after that, go to the Winter Expo, the Go Winter Expo, simple as that. There's going to be something for everyone. And enjoy this weekend. Now, we don't have snow yet, and I've been out on the trails at Kramer's Field. And I got to tell you, it is nice. It is scenic. It's beautiful fall, leaves down, but you still have the spruce up. And it is nice. The smells are incredible. You know, you have the no offense, but the rotting leaf smells of fall, but it's just great. And my dogs, they love it. I mean, they love it. You're getting them out. Take your dog out there. There's people out there, nice people. Grab one of the poop baggies there as you walk, if you got dogs, and bring a leash along to make sure your dog doesn't interfere with anyone else's, you know, wonderful, fun day. But it's a great place to go. And this weekend, enjoy it. You know, when you start getting into the end of November, excuse me, end of October, you start getting into less outdoor activities, simple as that. And so anyway, something to do. And I don't think the UAF Nanooks are playing hockey this weekend, but you know what the heck, their basketball is going to be coming up, their basketball season soon, so be watching that and be looking for the high school basketball seasons to start too. You know, Lathrop and West Valley are going to have good teams. Monroe usually has a good team, and we'll see how they do this year. And be ready to go and enjoy a game or two with Monroe and Lathrop and West Valley. What the heck? So, anyway. Well, hey, I'm going to take a commercial break. I'll try and get in touch with Natalie, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Experience Jurassic Park like never before. Live with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra, dinosaurs, drama, and John Williams' unforgettable score. November 1st and 2nd at the Carlson Center. Get your tickets now at fairbankssymphony.org.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Generac Power Systems, the interiors distributors for the all-new commercial and industrial generators from High Power. Trusted by businesses, hospitals, and other areas where it's vital to keep the power going. Check out the High Power Mobile Tier 4 Final, a transportable, commercial-grade generator built right onto a trailer to take it where the power's needed. These and more found locally at Gen Solar in the River Mall on College Road. See the entire lineup at gensolar.net. Gen Solar, powering your future with reliability and sustainability.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered snow showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 31. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Snow showers likely at times. Lows dip down to about 24. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. I was not able to get in touch with Natalie, but hey, in the future, I'm sure I'll have her on here. Now, other things that are going on this weekend that you might want to partake in, tomorrow on Saturday at the Spur, the Chad Cook Band, and it starts at 8 p.m., and depending where you sit, it's $22.50 to $30, and they do a good rockin' presentation over there at the Spur. I mean, they really do. Good security, good safety, good music, good bartending, good service. You know, get over there and say hello to J.D. and Jory, and they run a great operation over there. And then tomorrow night, 10 p.m., the late session, we'll call it. You have Tom Letson, and he's and the Ted Tom Letson and the Letdown. That's a lot of tongue twister there. 10 p.m. out at the North Pole Ale House. You know, back where the refinery used to be. That's how I remember it. And they're going to be out there. And then also, Tom Letson is going to be at, he's got a double date tomorrow. My goodness, wow. Tom Letson and Letdown, they're at 6 p.m. at Ursa Major out there on the Parks Highway. Then they travel, 25 miles? They're at 6 p.m. at Ursa Major, and then they travel 25 miles to the North Pole Ale House. That is great. Good for them. That is getting your music out. Oh, man. Now, here's something you also might want to do on Tuesday at Birch Hill Recreation Area. There's no snow, but the adult cross-country ski lessons are there at 12 p.m. on Tuesday. And it's basically October 28th through December 21st. So it's a full course, a full teaching schedule to do something like that. And go and get that done. Now, here's another thing for you. Pike's Landing is open again. They opened up about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, that was something else that happened out there. They had Jay put on an event last night at the Pike's Waterfront Lodge to honor, thank, and build up scholarships for the University of Alaska Fire Department. And it was interesting talking to him. Good friend, good person. You know, him and his family have really helped build up Fairbanks over the last 70 years and what they've done. Tesco Lighting, and then the a couple other businesses, and the tennis courts, and then Jay built a hotel, then bought Pike's Landing, and so there's a fire that happened there in April, and he's been shut down since. He was saying like 6 months and 6 days, or 6 months and 9 days. If you know Jay, he is calculated out at that, but so. He describes the event, and then Jeffrey B., the cook out there, his partner in everything at Pike's Waterfront Lodge, he was in the kitchen and described what happened. And he wasn't quite in the kitchen. He was talking with the Yes Foods distributor, and the guy said went through five or six of the fire extinguishers trying to put out the fire in the hood vent system. And he said if he had one more fire extinguisher, he would be able to do it. But the fire department was called, and out came the University of Alaska Fire Department and saved the building. And, you know, talking with Jay, he was sort of reminiscing on, if they would have lost the building, how can you replace that log building, you know, with something stick built? It just wouldn't be the same. So he was so thankful that it was log built. And then Jeffrey Brooks, in regards to telling his story of the fire, he goes, you know, the firemen came out and they started pulling off their masks. You know, they're in with smoke and their helmets. The people who saved his building, and Jeffrey goes, they're all kids. I'm looking at kids who saved the building. So he started asking him their ages. And he says, well, you know, 18, you know, there were 18, 19, there was a 20-year-old, but they're all 18, 19, and 20. And they're all firefighters. They, the fire chief was there, and he gave us what they do, class schedule. They're on for 48 hours straight. Then they're off for 96 hours, and they're still going to school, full schedules of school, getting their fire training degree. And so anyway, it was a interesting night. And, you know, I looked at Jay and I said, you know, every generation that comes along, older generations are saying they're not good, they're not the same, but it seems like they always are. You know, they said that about us, I'm sure. Our grandparents said that about our parents, but they always are. And it's proof that, hey, every generation that comes along, they're talented. They really are. We're going to take a phone call or two. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, my name's John.
Hello, John.
And Yep. We enjoy you on the radio all the time and over the past year or so. Real good. I'm wondering what's going on with the chicken place here. Carnes, Canes, whatever it's called. That thing's not open.
I don't know. I hear about it all the time. You know, I don't know. I have no insider information. I wish I did. Let's start a rumor. I heard Kentucky Fried Chicken's going to buy it back.
Oh, that's good. The Colonel's moving back in.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, all right. I was just wondering if there was an update on it. Love to go there and have some chicken.
As soon as I know anything, John, I'll be putting it on the air. Okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
Yep. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Ron.
Hello, Judge. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call to say I agree with your bumper music.
Ah, finally I got some.
It's very reminiscent of Rush's lead-in.
Okay, the question for you. Should Rush be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's a deep question.
Hey, you brought up Rush.
Well, all right. I'd say no.
You know, I'm not a big Rush fan, but I'd have to say yes. You know, he's passed, but Neil Peart was always one of the top five drummers in the world when he played for, you know, 40 years. And, you know, they had great albums from the late 70s on. And, you know, anyway, I didn't listen to them that much, but I would say they should be, but, you know, who are we?
Well, exactly. All right, you have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, thank you. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Ben.
Hello.
I just wanted to put a plug in for David the Breakfast on Sunday of the Elf. Telling you what, this guy, if you listen to this station at all, he's a foodie. He's a local Fairbanks foodie. This guy puts together his claim to fame is his gravy in the morning. And I'm telling you what, if you like biscuits and gravy at all, you need to come down and try it out. Another hat's off to Kristen, our bartender down there, who just got back from a trip in Vegas, and she's putting together Bloody Marys that'll take the top of your head off. And, I mean, they're beautiful. They've got all kinds of bacon. David cooks up the bacon for them back there, and she's got all kinds of stuff. It's something to be seen.
You know,
and there's some sourdough pancakes coming from a guy I know. Be here this Sunday.
And you make a great sourdough pancake batter, man. I mean, you're incredible, my friend. And it's a great combination of everyone putting their talents together for the members. And it just works. It just works. And, you know, you being the person with a great essence that you have, your herb mixture.
Oh, the seasonings. Yeah. Yep. I've actually barnstormed the Elk with a bunch of seasoning for everybody to try. So it's free. You can come down, shake it on your breakfast, or we asked Kristen real nice to put some of that Chipotle on top of your Bloody Mary and change your life.
You know, and what I'm going to do is on the menu, I'm going to take off the French toast. We only, you know, do a couple orders a day out of the French toast. But I'm going to put back the special, you know, a special. And I want to do Ranchos Huevos one day.
Oh, there you go.
And then also the first time we did anything, we had a special, and it was the breakfast burritos. Those were a hit.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so, you know, our main event will be your regular breakfast, bacon and eggs, or sausage and eggs and toast and home fries. Then your incredible mixture of a great sourdough pancake, along with eggs and bacon, you know.
Some gravy, come on.
Yeah, then the biscuits and gravy, and then a special, which one week it might be the Ranchos Huevos, and the next week it might be the breakfast burrito or something like that, and you know, just membership has its privileges.
I tell you, if you guys haven't tried the Elks in a while, I think it's time to come down. It's the fall season. David's down there every Sunday cooking for us. We can't go wrong with food.
No, you can't. And, you know, once in a while, Dallas even wins a football game. That's a twofer for me.
David, smile.
Yeah. Who's your Seattle Seahawks play this weekend?
Oh, my. They got a bye this week, David. I'm so depressed.
Oh, man.
I know. They did win over the Texans last week, which was great. I didn't get to watch that game either because it was on Monday night. And if you know Gloria, we don't watch football at our house. That's why I joined the Elks.
Oh, man. You know, we have some good cooks, some good people, a lot of contributions, and it works. It just works. And
come down, check it out. I'd love to sign you up as a member.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you.
You take care, and I'll be in touch with you, Dan. I'll see you on Sunday.
You betcha.
Bye. Yep, bye. Yeah, it's very fortunate down there. We have a good time. And there was this one group of people came in about 3 weeks ago, and there were 16 of them. And they're there at like 9:02. And all of a sudden you get 16 orders for breakfast. You know, everyone wants their eggs a different way, and you know, or they want the pancakes or the biscuits and gravy or the French toast. And you know, but we did it. We knocked it out. We knocked it out. We had a table. They put about four tables together, and one group of people with 16 to 18 orders from one group, and we did it. You know, it. So anyway, that's how good we are. That's how good we can be. And the Elks are doing a lot of fun things lately. And anyway. You should check them out, and so's the Moose. The Moose are doing some good things. VFW, hey, they're a great place. The American Legion is a great place. So what the heck? But if I was not going to the Elks for breakfast, I'd be going to Fender's. And their omelet there, oh, my God. You know, Craig Compo, he loves the omelet at Fender's. You know, he loves it. And funny, I see him down there once in a while too, and not this season because I cook breakfast at the Elks, but Fender's has great food, great breakfasts on Sunday. They have so many TVs. Whatever football game is on, you're going to see your team. You're just going to see your team, and you're going to enjoy that. So anyway, well, Fairbanks, that's our Friday. We got about, a minute left. And a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Hopefully you'll go outside and enjoy yourself. And that's what I'm going to try and do on Fridays is, what are we doing over the weekend? That's what it's all about. You know, do it this format. Try and get a few people, you know, for 10 to 15-minute segments. And bring up food, fun, fantastic things to do, locations, great people. Expose you to the weekends of Fairbanks and things you can do. Tonight I am cooking my incredible shrimp bisque soup. And I encourage you tomorrow at 1 o'clock to listen to my show Fairbanks Foodies, because this soup that I made it perfectly the first time I ever made it. And it was incredible. And you're going to hear the recipe on how to do it tomorrow on Fairbanks Foodies at 1 o'clock. No matter what you're doing tomorrow, you tune in to KFAR, 1 o'clock, Fairbanks Foodies, because this is the soup. I will see you on Monday.